Me personally, I wouldn't take my advice.
I
would not take, don't take my advice.
Say it though.
But what I would have told myself.
Yeah.
Stop thinking so much about things and just do them. And we can talk about the things you want to
talk about. Hi guys, welcome to this episode of Back Talk. I'm here with the best person ever.
You know Back Talk.
Odessa Zion. How are Hello. You, queen? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Odessa is an actress, mostly known for her roles in the CBS series Fam and the Netflix hit, fucking hit, Grand Army.
Is it a hit?
Dude, it was just, it was on Rolling Stone's 20 best shows of 2020. I watched it. So I laughed. I cried. I couldn't believe it was you. I'm like, I don't know. You've had such like a crazy year, dude.
I can't believe you watched it.
Are you kidding me? Like, even fucking if I didn't sick. Know you, I would have watched it.
Really?
Yes. It was really, it was, I mean, you know, I don't know if you know how good it was. I guess it must be like a trip for you.
It was so weird. Like, I wasn't sure even if like, I wasn't going to watch it, but then I had to because I was doing interviews and I didn't really know what they were talking about because I didn't watch it.
So did you have any idea how big of a deal the show would be when you were making it?
I don't think it's like that.
It is though. Of a deal, it kind though. Of is.
I so really no. don't think it. It's, I think they hyped it the fuck up while we were filming that. Mm-hmm. I think everybody while we were filming it thought it was going to be even bigger.
Oh, wow.
We thought it was going to be, everybody thought that it was going to be like fucking huge.
No, I think it's, I mean, I've definitely like, people have just randomly been to me like, have you seen Grand Army?
Really?
Yes. It's a, Dessa, it's a really good show. I to give yourself
like,
credit.
I just haven't had that many people like talk to me about, like really the only way of knowing if people are watching something that you're doing or not is Instagram.
That's true.
Even though you don't really want that to be how you determine.
I know, don't you hate that? Because it's like the most toxic
thing
we have.
It's the worst thing on planet Earth, but it's also the only way.
It's like metrics. It's literal feedback.
It's numbers.
Right.
It's how you know it's, if someone likes something, they're attracted to it, they want to know more about it, they're going to look it up. That's how people get like millions of followers, is because they get like big.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like that's how people have been determining if it's a big show or not.
It's tricky. I mean, at it's the end so of the day, weird. Though, I feel like you guys made a show that's, it's so powerful. I mean, it touches on such great like subjects in such a,
like every single social injustice known to man. Not right. every single one, but a lot.
Yeah, for sure. No, but it's just so digestible, and because the show's written in this, it's just written in a way where it's talking about these kids, high school kids' lives. It's not like it's a docu-series about these tragic things that happen to these people. It's just like, we're growing up in New York and shit happens, and like, you're gonna come along with us for the good and the bad. And I think that sits with people in like a more real way. So maybe, I mean, even if it's like the numbers aren't there, I feel like the people that the show did reach was just still a fuck ton. You have to acknowledge that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it sits with them in a deeper way.
I don't know. I just don't feel like it's so.
Honestly though, I feel like this mentality is good for you in the long run, because shit's not going to get to your head. And like, listen.
I'm like waiting for something to happen. I'm like waiting for someone to be like, I guess waiting.
But you
for
have, you were just, I mean,
me.
You got interviewed. You just told me you did a Vogue thing. Like,
oh God,
Vogue is happening. Rolling Stone is happening. Things are happening. You got to be a little bit proud of yourself.
I mean,
you're on your way.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to be proud of yourself. It's just different because I can't do exactly specifically. I can't choose the take.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I fucking hate that take?
Right.
What if I hate every single take that they choose for every single scene? How am I supposed to be happy with it? Because I'm like, fuck, I fucking did that thing in that take with my mouth, and I moved my mouth in a weird way, or I said this thing like that. Like, why am I saying S like that? So I just think about all of those things all the time. So it's just, it's so frustrating.
It is. I mean, it is true though. And I've said this before in like regards to, you can apply this to anything, but it's like, the amount of time that you spend criticizing yourself, like the number two person on that list of like who's criticizing Odessa, they're going to think about you half of a quarter of a percent of the time that you think about yourself. You think people are out there thinking that like you say S weird?
Yes. Listen, S. Literally today I was doing a self-tape and it took me like maybe 45 minutes just to figure out how to talk again.
Okay, so I want to talk about Rewind a little bit, talk about Grand Army and just like the process of it, since that's like the show that just came out and all that good stuff. But do you remember like the audition for it?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
So I was filming this movie in Alabama.
Fancy.
In Mobile, Alabama.
Gorgeous.
It was called Super Cool. It actually has just finally come out in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
Not in America.
Why Sweden?
In Finland.
Okay.
It's a Finnish film.
Cool.
And I got the audition for this show called Grand Army, and like a lot of people on set were getting auditions for it. That happens a lot. Everybody on set will get the same auditions for things.
Oh, weird. Does that create like a weird, like competitive dynamic on set?
You could either be competitive with each other or you could just be really, really supportive of each other and help each other. And I think it's important to be able to tell someone when you're jealous of them.
Yeah.
Like if you got the part, like help your friend get the part. You guys audition for the same thing. You'll both have your different auditions or your different self tapes. If one of you gets it, you be happy for them, and also should be able to say, instead of holding it back, just be able to be like, I'm fucking jealous of you, but I'm so proud of you.
Right. That, I mean, it's just part of the game, I guess. That's true.
Yeah.
I never really considered that though, because I would, just in my mind, being someone that just doesn't really know anything about the acting world, like I would just assume that when you're on set for something, like that role just consumes you for like when you're in that city or whatever. But I'm sure your mind is like a bunch of different places.
I know that everybody that's working on it that isn't acting in it wants that to be the case, but the reality is you got to get another job after you do that one,
right?
And it's not like as soon as you finish the job you're just going to be handed one on a fucking silver platter. You
gotta
work for it. So it's like always, there's so many auditions all the time. Yeah, so then it was one of those where I got it while I was filming the movie Super Cool, and a lot of people on set were getting it. My ex-boyfriend got an audition.
Oh, no.
Everybody was getting auditions for, like, every role in it.
Wow.
I mean, that's also what happens, though, when you know a lot of people in the field.
Right, as Odessa does, because she's cool and she has a lot of friends.
That's not what I mean! You know, it's like, but, yeah, so then my friend Jake helped. I got the audition while I was in Alabama. I was slacking because I was filming the movie in Alabama, and I just didn't have any time to memorize these lines, and I had so much dialogue in the audition scene that I was like, I cannot do this.
Yeah.
And then I think I passed on it because I was filming and I couldn't concentrate on these new lines. And then when I got back to LA from Alabama, they were still sending out auditions for Joey. So I got the audition, and then my friend Jake, who was in Super Cool, he played my brother in Super Cool. He was the lead of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me film the self-tape for Grand Army for Joey at like fucking 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
Yeah.
We worked on it for like 5 hours. It was insane. I was like crying in an office, and then the next scene was the scene where I tell the principal off for being sexist. And it was just the longest scene to memorize for an audition. We literally did one take of that scene because I was like, I cannot do that again. I can't remember it. And then so we just did one scene. We're like, fuck yeah, we did it. And just like, we're like, okay, forget about it. It's over and done, because that's what you have to do. You have to just throw it away and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a call back, and a work session for the call back before, I guess before I did the call back, I had to do a FaceTime call with Katie Capiello, who's the writer of the show, the writer and the creator.
Oh, wow.
Who also wrote the play Slut that the show is based off of.
Yes, cool.
And, yeah, so we had a work session call, which is basically just me and her, like, workshopping what I would do in the callback because I got a callback. So then I did the fucking callback in the back of my car because it was a car scene, so I wanted it to be in a car.
Obsessed.
Like, it was in the scene, so I did it in the car. And then I did a fucking another scene. Oh, my God, it was the longest process. And then they wanted to see if I could dance. So I went to Millennium, and I hired a dance teacher who taught me to dance.
I wanted to ask you about this, because did you take dance as a kid?
I took ballet for, like, a second, but I did gymnastics for, like, 8 years.
Okay, so that helps a little bit, I would imagine. Yeah.
I'm, like, super flexible.
Love, because when I saw the, like, cheerleading scenes, I was like, wait, who is this bitch?
It was the most, like, embarrassing thing on planet fucking Earth.
No, oh, you're acting. I mean, it's not you. It's no, just...
bro, I feel so uncomfortable doing it. It was so, so uncomfortable.
You did great.
But, yeah, then I did the callback for it, and then the dance thing, which I worked on for like 5 days to remember this dance, because I could not remember like body movement. How do you remember? It's different, like memorizing lines and then memorizing what your body does at certain points to a certain sound is,
I know, I'm with you, yeah,
like so different. And then I got another callback, so I was like, okay, what do I do? But then they like, we want to fly to New York, and then so, I this flew is the to real New York. One
yeah
I was like, okay, Jesus Christ, it's a chemistry read in New York. I did a chemistry read.
Wait, what's a chemistry read?
A chemistry read is just testing chemistry with somebody else.
Oh, like between another actor. Yeah,
between another actor. So I was at the chemistry read in New York with Katie Capiello, the writer and creator, and Josh Donen, who's the producer, and a bunch of other actors, and Anthony Ippolito, who plays George, and me... And all the, it was switching off between me and then one other girl who was playing Joey, or who was also auditioning for Joey. And we were both there. And then there are other people auditioning for Luke and George and Tim. We were testing it out. I made out with the dude in front of everyone. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I guess we're doing this. And then when we left, Katie came up to Anthony first and said, I want you to play George, and then asked me to come back in the room and was like, I want you to play Joey. And me and fucking Anthony booked it from then. Whoa. And we were freaking out. And I didn't know if I could do it or not, because I didn't know if Fam was going to get picked up for a second season or not.
Oh, wow.
So I was shitting bricks because I really wanted to do it.
Yeah, but it all worked out.
Yeah.
What a process.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
It's always such a long process.
Is it always that crazy?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm sure. I feel like you've really picked, like, the career path that just it's like the most, it's like, so ups crazy. And
put
downs
so much
and-
into it. I made Free the Nipple shirts for the chemistry read / test deal. I literally made a Free the Nipple tank top and brought them and threw it at the boys in the scene.
Oh my God. You went all out.
I went all out.
I mean, you have to. You're
I
like
wanted the fucking role so bad.
You're selling yourself, really.
And I fucking got it.
And you got it, bitch. Was it like, can we talk about the Free the Nipple scene? Because it's crazy. Like, what was that like, filming like that? Were you stoked that day? Were you
so
nervous that day?
Yeah. So uncomfortable. I mean, look at me.
No, I get it.
Like, so uncomfortable. It's, like, really hard for me to wear. I think I was, like, more confident in tight clothing probably when I was younger. But I think also because I was, like, trying to find myself more.
Sure.
So I was, like, testing things out. And now I'm, like, I've shoved myself in the corner of, like, awkwardness.
Shut up.
I'm, like, so uncomfortable in tight clothing. And, like, being feminine. Like, it's so uncomfortable for me to do that.
So how do you, like, get, how do you get in the headspace of, like, I'm Joey, I'm a bad bitch, Free the Nipple? Like, how do you hype yourself up to film that scene?
I don't know. I feel like I didn't do it well enough because I was so nervous and, like, I just get so uncomfortable being like pretending to be like this like it girl made me feel really uncomfortable. Like doing the scene, like pouring water on my shirt. Like, what? Who are you? Hello?
But then you're Joey. You're not Odessa in that moment.
It's still weird though.
I get it.
And then pouring water on me, and then everybody's like looking at my tits, and I'm like, no, don't look at me. Oh god.
I loved it.
It's like the dance scene you're talking about where I have to like fucking shove my ass in. I mean, it's audience very, of people's faces.
It was interesting watching the show because parts of it, like what I was telling you earlier, but it was like the lip liner you wear in the show. Like I was like, mm-hmm. That's Dessa's lip liner. Like the way you walk, like your hair. I was like, that's Dessa. But then there's moments, and like these are good examples where right. That's not Dessa.
That is not Dessa. Can't catch me dead in booty shorts.
But it's interesting. Joey, I feel like there is some overlap a little bit.
Weird,
but
I feel like a lot of people have said that to me.
But maybe it's just because it's you. Like I don't want to say putting yourself into Joey. Maybe it's just because it's you reading the words or saying the words, but there are some things and like the viewpoints she has and the morals she has where I'm like, right. Yeah, like that's progressive, that's Dessa, whatever. But then of course it like it's taken to this like other area, but I feel like it's confusing because it's gray. It's like a Venn diagram, yeah. Where it's like in the middle is both of you, and then yeah. It's like this is Joey, this is Dessa.
I think she's stronger than me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think of you as strong. I feel like you carry yourself strong. I feel like you're very like you.
I'm an actor. I can cover it.
<Just kidding>. Fuck.
No, I think she's stronger than me because she. I mean, she's. I have balls in real life, but I think she has bigger balls because it takes fucking balls to come out and say, my best friend's raped me. Right. That takes fucking balls. Right. That is not easy to do. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever be able to do that.
Right.
I can't. That's why I'm like, she's so much stronger than me at points. Yeah. Right. I think she's stronger.
Do you feel like you learned stuff from her?
I don't know. I wish I could go back and do it again, though. I think I could do it better if I tried.
That's everything, though. I mean, we just keep getting better as you like keep practicing more and more.
So many things.
I want to talk about, it's intense, but I do want to talk about the rape scene mm-hmm. for a second. Is that preparing for that and then doing it, is that something that kind of fucks you up for like weeks? Or is that something where you're just able to like compartmentalize it and be like, this is today's scene, moving on now? Like, how does that sit with you?
It's insanely uncomfortable filming those things. It was uncomfortable for me to film a scene in front of an audience of people literally just dancing. Like, I was so uncomfortable. I think I cried even. Like, I hid in the bathroom and cried because I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it was just, like, my whole body was out and I was just like, ew, like, I don't want anyone to look at me. Yeah, it's a lot. Ugh, I like felt so uncomfortable with that. So then to have to go and like sit in a car and have my like legs and hands pinned and like
and that's
be gangbanged is like, whoa.
Right. That was crazy.
Yeah. So I guess it's like, it's weird. It's really weird. You just have to be with good people. I don't think it's ever comfortable to film those things. It's really... I don't know how other people do it.
Yeah.
It's usually I'm just like, I'm having fun on set and then you say action. I'm like, okay, wait a second. Like smack the laugh off my face and then like go into it.
Yeah.
But then there are those things and those scenes and it's hard to like not be like, oh fuck, this is really fucked up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just so real.
It's weird. You do get stuck in it for a little bit, I think. There are a few weeks there that I was like, I think it was probably a few months, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm depressed.
I mean, it's rough, and your character was depressed, and you're in, where were you, Toronto?
I was in Toronto, yeah.
So your new city.
I was living in a basement apartment at one for the first half of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And with then, your castmates?
No, I was living alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Living alone in a basement apartment with no fucking windows.
That's depressing.
Like playing this depressed girl who gets raped and goes through a lot of messed up shit is really weird. It's and like, I mean, hard to separate.
It's heavy and it's crazy because I mean, every time you do a role, it's also just, it's a new city, it's a new group of people. Yeah. It's like, it's just such an, it's,
you need to relearn everyone.
Yeah, it's just distinct chapters, and I'm sure you take stuff with you from all of those situations.
Yeah,
but it's just, it's just a crazy life path, really, the more you think about it.
Yeah, it's weird looking at them in the eyes after you finish the scenes. Like,
like, who are you?
But there was one point in it while we were filming it that, like, I had full control, which was awesome. Like, I literally there was a point where I couldn't take anymore. I was like, stop. And, like, all the boys were like, oh my god, I'm sorry. And, like, ran away from me. And I was like, please just don't touch me right now.
Oh no.
They're like, no, but that was cool though, because they were all, like, being chill. And
yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, everyone's respectful. Probably just as uncomfortable as you are, just trying to make the art.
Oh
happen,
god, yeah. So, you know? Uncomfortable.
I want to talk about, like, in acting, obviously you get told no a lot. That's just part of the game. I'm sure you've been told, just rejected, not, this role's not for you, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you, does that fuck with your confidence? How have you kind of gotten better with hearing no?
I mean,
have you gotten better with it?
Super frustrating.
Right.
It's so, especially when you really want the part and you, like, are, like, so close to it, and then you don't get it.
Yeah,
it's the most frustrating thing on fucking planet Earth. But you just have to move on and forget about it, because that's what this is. There's so much rejection in acting.
Yeah.
God, there's this one role. The movie just came out. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk. I signed an NDA, but since it's out now, I'm like, can I talk about it? Will I get sued?
I mean, if it's out, I feel like it's not a secret anymore. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh my god, I don't know. I'm scared.
You don't have to say the name.
It was for this movie that just came out recently, and I did an audition for it, and then I did a callback, and then they were like, do you know what this is for? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay, the movie is blah blah blah. And I was like, what? They're making a second one? They're like, yes, and he's actually in the other room. I was like, what?
Now I want to know.
And then I go in the other room, and he's standing there, and he's like, we're doing the thing, and I'm pretending to be this person who's fully not me. He wanted to do another one, so then he came to fucking Toronto.
Whoa.
Came all the way to Toronto just so that we could do another test deal with him playing my dad. Whoa. In like full-on cover makeup, pretending to be other people. I had like an accent on. I had to learn some Armenian for it.
What?
And I had an earpiece in, and then he's in the other room telling me, like, now say this.
What? Wait, I think, like, I know what you're talking about now. Oh my god, that's, I'm crazy.
Like, I'm like, okay. And he's like in my ear, and I'm like, fuck, okay, yeah. He's like, eat the dog food off the floor, and I'm like, okay, and like eating the dog food, but like pretending
I know what it is. Yes.
and then I'm like, oh my god, this is the craziest audition process I've ever done in my life. And
you,
it
would
lasted,
have killed that.
It lasted for fucking 3 months, this audition. Whoa. Process, 3 months.
Oh my god.
And then I'm filming Grand Army, and I get a fucking email from the director, and he's like, sadly, it did not go your way.
No.
I'm so sorry. Thanks for, like, sticking through the craziest audition process on planet Earth. I was, like, so heartbroken. I still haven't brought myself to watch the movie, but...
Oh, man.
You just have to... That's rejection. It's just what happens. They maybe find somebody that works better for the role, and you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do about it.
Right.
And it is so frustrating.
Right. It's true. But
so it will always be frustrating.
I feel like you're logical about it, which is good. Like, it's just, it happens.
It
Fuck.
Is so hard. I still have not responded to that email, and I got it 2 years ago now. Two fucking years ago.
You're not gonna respond. Do you remember do you remember when you wanted to become an actor? Like,
yeah.
What was it?
I was 8.
Whoa. Okay.
And I was like, I begged my mother for headshots, because I found out what headshots were.
Amazing.
I just remember watching HR Puffin Stuff, which is a kid's show from the 60s or 70s, I think. And it was my favorite show. I have a tattoo in HR Puffin Stuff font.
Cute.
It's a really stupid tattoo. And then I was like, wait a second, that's like human being in the screen. I could do it.
Right.
So I asked my mom for headshots, and it was one of those things where it's like, only if you start getting along with your sisters. But she never let me get headshots when I was younger. So then when I was 15, I ran away.
Perfect.
And
this makes sense for you.
I really wanted to fucking act. And I'm like, don't you want me to, don't you, aren't you happy that like your kid knows what they want to do? I'm only going to stay if you let me act.
Yeah.
When I came back home, I was like, I'm only going to stay if you let me do it. So she was like, okay, fine. If you stay.
Why was she so against you acting? Just because it's like toxic for a young girl?
Yeah, or? I think so. It's just, you know, she knows about the industry and everything. So she knows it's probably not the best place for.
Right.
I mean, you know, also probably didn't want me to be a child actor.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the healthiest path.
I guess so. I still wish that I did act when I was younger, because I want to see like what I would have done with the role. Like what, as an 8-year-old, I wonder how I would have played something. I wonder if I would look back at it and be like, oh, that's not bad. Or be like, holy shit, why did I even think for a second that I could do this? You know? Like, I wish that I just at least got to try it once.
Right. You could judge your 10-year-old self.
Yeah.
So, wait. I want to talk about you running away, because that's crazy. You were 15?
I was 15.
Where'd you go?
Well, when I was 15 years old, I tried to give my father a chance.
Oh, wow.
And he moved to Germany when I was 8. And so I wanted to have a relationship with him, and I wanted to go and live with him. I've never talked about this before, I think. Wow. I wanted to go and live with him in Germany. So I finally was 15, and he said yes. So we had this plan. I was going to go move in. And then
did your mom know about the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I got there, and then I couldn't live with him.
Yeah. It was just too hard.
No, like I wasn't allowed.
What?
So I was sent to boarding school.
Oh, wow.
In Germany. And I agreed to it. So I was sent to boarding school. And then I'm in this fucking boarding school in Germany when I was supposed to be at a fucking bilingual school. And I don't understand a word that anyone is saying to me, because I don't fucking speak German.
That's insane.
I didn't speak German. So I was like, I wanted to be a lawyer too when I was, I wanted to go to law school at least and just like know about the law.
Yeah.
And, that whole plan epically failed after boarding school, because how am I supposed to fucking learn physics and German, you know?
How long did you stay in the boarding school?
A year.
Really? And you just, did you try to learn German, or were you like, fuck this?
I can get by. If you put me in Germany now, like I could survive without Google Translator.
Oh my God, this is insane.
But it's still like, that is so such a hard language.
The right.
Fucking grammar is, I still can't put my finger on it. It's so hard. But then when I went to boarding school, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I don't want to be here. This is the worst.
Right.
I hated it. I couldn't get out. It was fucking hell.
Did you even,
people were mean.
Did you even really get to hang out with your dad though? Cause you were at boarding school?
No. So that's, it defeated the whole purpose too.
So you're like, what am I doing?
It was apparently an hour train ride away, but it was like a 6-hour train ride away because refugees were coming in to Germany, because it was 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really regretted going. Now that I look back at it, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't know many people that had like a really fucking insane high school experience like that. Like, I went to so many different high schools. Fucking boarding school in Germany. It was literally in the middle of nowhere.
Like, I mean, that's crazy.
And nobody spoke English.
Were you scared?
I was just like confused and lost. And then, oh my God, in the middle of boarding school, my German was so bad. I was sent to a language institution.
Oh, wow.
So then I was sent to a language institution. I'm literally living with cows in a language institution. Oh my God. With like, that was really fun though. I loved the language institution. It was like people from all around. Everybody's common ground for language was German, because everyone there was like,
right,
people were speaking Korean, Portuguese, Italian, fucking everything, French. And I spoke English. There wasn't anybody else that really spoke English there. That's everybody's crazy. Language was German. So we're all learning German together. But then I ran away when I came back from boarding school.
What the fucking app? Like, why is this so hard? Why can't I just do this? And then I think I ran away for like 2 months.
Whoa. Something Who'd like you that. Stay with?
I was like couch surfing.
Just with like friends?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, Dessa's back and she's homeless.
She's coming to your couch.
One time I slept in front of the Starbucks across the street from my school.
You're crazy.
It opened at like 4 a.m, so I was like, I'll be fine. And then I was still going to school though. I ran away, but I was still, because I really liked school. I really liked learning.
Did your mom ever show up at school and was like, hello?
I think she did show up one time and I ran away.
No.
Yeah, that happened one time.
So what, like, when, why did you finally go home?
Why did I go home? Well, I was sneaking in through the window to do my laundry in the middle of the night because I needed to do laundry. So I would sneak up, I'd put the ladder on my roof, and then I would always leave a pin in my window so that I'd get homesick. I'm an adaptable human.
That's
but
good.
I think that's because of all the places, you know,
you've been.
Being in boarding school and then sent to the language institution and then fucking couch surfing.
Right.
You know, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good quality to have, honestly.
No, I didn't miss my bed.
So you don't know why you went back home for
why the fuck did I go back home?
Jesus. You just figured it was time?
I think it was time because I was gone for a while.
What were your sisters saying to you?
Well, I think they thought I was doing drugs.
Was your mom angry or was she just like, please come home? Like, we're worried about you.
She was angry. I think she was angry. I think what did it was that we probably got in an argument. Me and my mother would butt heads a lot when I was growing up. We're very similar.
Yeah.
I've come to find now. A lot of people tell me that too. But I think what it was probably some fight set it off. I remember I slammed the door one time so hard that the fucking fireman had to come to open it because I slammed the door inside itself.
Whoa.
I was like an angry kid.
Yeah.
I think I just came back because I was like, yeah, that'll show her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh my God, I remember! Oh my God!
She's back.
What's up, guys? Tell us.
I went to my friend Mikey's house.
Mikey.
It was a girl.
Okay, sorry.
Not a guy.
Okay.
Went to my friend Mikey's house. I was avoiding my whole family, which means my sisters and my mother. And I think I was sleeping at her house for a little bit. And my fucking sister showed up.
Ooh.
And I was like, why the fuck are you here? So I got with her and she's like, mom is really worried. It's really bad. You can't just keep doing this. And I was like, dude, oh my God, why the fuck are you here? Why are you here? Who told you to come here? Charlie. I was fucking so mad at Charlie. Oh my God.
It was Charlie.
So what was your first audition?
I think my first audition was for American Housewife. When I first started acting, I was told that you're
supposed to wear black or like solid colors, black pants, black shirt, in auditions.
Okay.
So I had these American Apparel black skinny jeans.
I know the ones.
The high-waisted ones. Yep. The denim. And I wore that and a black shirt. And I walked in and I felt just so not like myself at all.
Yeah.
I did not feel like myself at all. Felt so uncomfortable and I was so nervous. I was literally shaking. My legs were like shaking. It was so embarrassing. I couldn't remember my lines because I was so nervous to.
How old were you?
I was 15. So then after that, I learned, or I discovered for myself that, oh, I don't want to wear just all black clothes or all solid colors in auditions. I want to look like myself, or I want to try to look like the character. So then I started doing that, and then I got my first role, which was Nashville, and then. Skip a couple of years, and there's this movie called Ariel. The Little Mermaid.
The real Ariel.
That I fucking auditioned for. But it was the same office that I'd done an audition for them before, and I got the part. But I got this part, and I booked Grand Army. But I was filming Fam. So I didn't know if I could do either of them.
Right.
And then when Fam got canceled, I was in the position where I could choose which one, which Whoa. I've never thought would, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And I chose Grand Army.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, I chose Grand Army. I thought it was a better choice creatively and, you know, I could do more things with it. Dance.
I did Grand Army, and then I went back to the office, and they were all like, hey, we're looking for you. We're looking for your role. And I was like, fuck, I'm so sorry. Like, this is so crazy. I can't believe you're even saying that to me right now. Or that I could even, like, say I'm sorry for not doing the role. Like, it's so crazy.
That is really crazy.
And then they're like, oh, no, you're not doing the audition with us for The Little Mermaid, you're doing it with them. And then I was like, ooh, okay. And like I look over and it's like a different office, and they're all like, it's like two offices next to each other. And I did the audition for the role that I got in this one office, and then the other one is right next to it. And I'm sitting there wearing fucking red lipstick. I have a fucking white dress on.
She was looking the part.
Literally, like, can't catch me dead in a dress.
I would pay to see you in red lipstick and a white dress.
Dude, I was like, I will be Ariel. So then I go and they're like, we're ready for you,
Dad. And I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, nice to meet you. I walk in the room. There's a fucking piano. They're ready for me to sing Part of Your World.
Oh my God.
And I'm like doing the audition, and I don't know what to do, because I'm like, fuck, it's Ariel. Like, do I play it like a mermaid, like flounder? Flounder, no. Or do I do like flounder? What the fuck, bro? What do you do? You know what I mean? Like, what do I do? So I played it like Ariel, because I talked Ariel. To my manager and my agent, and they were like, I think, you know, do
but they Ariel. Want Ariel.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna do Ariel. So I go in this fucking dress, these fucking high heels on, my red lipstick, my hair is all flowing down, and I start fucking doing the scene. And it was like a classic audition moment where you're just like, okay, this is not going well. And then so we start over, and I'm like, they're like, let's maybe try it a little more, you know, like, real. Like, you're a person. I was like, fucking Jesus Christ. Have mercy on myself. Okay. So then I do it, and they're like, okay, do you want to maybe skip the scene for now, and we could just do the singing part? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm like, fuck.
And then we do Part of Your World, and I'm, like, belting, but I'm, like, so nervous. That I forgot the lyrics for Part of Your World.
Oh, no.
A movie that I grew up with and know and love very much.
They fucked you up.
I was like, oh, shit, I'm forgetting. And then the piano started slowing down. I think we're good. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, no.
Have a great day. And I leave, and I'm like, how did I come into this office with them being like, we're looking for your role, and leave with them being like, yeah, I think we're good.
Oh my God.
It was the worst. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. So
uncomfortable. But it's part of it.
God fucking damn it. The worst thing on planet Earth. Jesus. Also, like, me as Ariel, just like, no, it just doesn't work.
It could have worked.
You love anywhere. It just wasn't it.
Listen, I'm proud of you for putting on the white dress. I tried. And the red lipstick alone. Oh, God. They tried. Okay, so can we talk about music? Have you always been super musical, like since you were a little kid?
I guess so. I've always liked piano. Has always been like my main, just always piano. Yeah. I love piano so much. I'm not very good at it. I could get around, like if you look up guitar chords to something, then I can like make it sound okay on piano.
Sure.
But I can't like read notes or anything. But yeah, I love music.
Love. Are you currently in a band or no?
That's a good question. I have never really had an official band except for that one time that I played. Yeah, that's it.
When you played at the Novo show, was I talking about?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was cool. That was awesome. But I just wish I was more like confident. You know, because if I was more confident, then I could just be like, what's up, motherfuckers? Let's fucking go. Like, put your hands up. Like, I could do it with you. But then there's like a million people in front of me. I'm like,
hi, it's me, Jessa.
Like, look at my tooth, sweetie. fucking idiot mode activated.
Do you, when you're on stage, though, for music, do you feel like there's this weird pressure of like, I am me right now. I am not me right now. Like when you're working, maybe not. But I would imagine that like if you're performing as you, then it's like, it is I, you know?
I mean, I have stage fright. I get mad stage fright.
When you're filming too, or just in front of like actual fans?
No, filming, I'm fucking fine. Right. Well, that, it depends. Yeah. Like sometimes I get, I get stage fright filming sometimes, depending on like who's watching the monitor.
Never, I mean, you can grow into it, but you're, I mean, right now you're so busy. It's like, you can't,
I mean,
you actually can't.
It just takes so long to, I'm busy. Like with, if it wasn't acting, then it's like, I think about it like you get a job, you do it, and then you get fired, and then you have to, and then you have to go job hunting again, and you have to do interviews again, right, over and over and over again, until finally someone's like, okay, yeah, you could get this, you could do this job and get paid this amount of money. And then they're like, cool, we're good now.
It's like the world's hardest job interviews again and again and again and again.
Oh my God. And then when you have to cry in it and memorize all, it's just like,
and then like your day's over. You're like, I cried 3 times, bro. Like, dude, that's, I'm a wrap.
I took what time is it right now?
2 o'clock
in the morning, something like that.
So Jessa came here at 12:30.
I got here at 1.
What? I don't know, man. Late night podcast hours.
No idea what time it is.
I don't know, but either.
These are my hours, dog.
Yeah.
No, it's just like that self tape I just did with my friend Jake, who helped me audition for Grand Army.
Cool.
That just took us like 6 hours, just for 2 scenes.
Yeah. But you want to nail it because you care.
I don't know why. Like, I'm embarrassed when someone's like, oh, what do you do? I'm embarrassed to be like, oh, yeah, I'm an actor. Like, doesn't.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't flow off my tongue because I don't want to be like, what do you do? I'm an actor. Like, It just feels like that. But it's not like that. It's like, that's just what I do.
No, for real. And you're legit, if I do say so myself. You're not. You've proven yourself.
But I want to be like, oh, I'm a musician. That's funny because
I feel like musician has the same like connotation as actor. No, it's like, I'm a musician.
I guess so, but I don't know. I want to say I'm a musician. I do music.
But I mean, you do that though.
I know, I do it, but I don't. I've like literally never released anything. I have so many songs. I've never released a single one of them.
Well, put an EP out. Why not?
Because it's so hard to get motivated to do it. And then when you do it, I need to find the right people to play the certain instrument. Because, like, let's say I can't play that instrument. I need it to be played. I have a specific sound in my brain for this moment, and I want to hit this thing exactly that way, and I can't do that because I don't know how to do that.
Right, right, right.
And I want to sound like this over here, but my voice doesn't sound right like that, and I want to do it again, and it just takes so fucking long.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It just takes a lot longer.
It's also, I mean, with acting, you're signing up to be a part of someone else's vision.
Exactly.
So it's like the machine's going, and at the end of the day, like, you're not going to be up all night making those final decisions.
Exactly. It's so different.
Right. It's not your thing. Whereas music, it's like you're diary.
Exactly. It comes back to the thing where it's like, I can't choose the take that they end up using for the scene. You know what I mean? But yeah. With music, I have that power. If it's my song,
right,
I have the power to choose how I sounded on that track. I have the power to choose what strum I want there, what strum pattern I want, what picking pattern I want, how I want the piano to be played. If I want to hear a fucking clap in the background or a snap of a finger, you know, like I have control over all of it. So it takes a lot longer and it's more, it's like I care more about it, but I don't care more about it because I really love acting too.
Yeah, it's just another, you can have more than one love. Yeah. How does it feel? I was thinking about this earlier today, but you've had like the biggest year career-wise so far for yourself, I would say. Do you agree with that? Maybe one of them.
What fucking happened this year? Jesus Christ.
Things happened, but do you feel...
I guess it happened last year. It's just...
Right, it's coming into the world.
Now. Yeah.
But is it trippy that it's happening? Because, like, you must be so... I would hope you're a little bit proud of yourself personally. But is it, like, a mind fuck that it's happening, like, during 2020 when, like, all this, like, fucked shit is happening? Like, is it...
I mean, it's like I don't want to seem like I'm complaining about it because I know that there are so many other people dealing with... shit that's so much worse, but I do kind of wish
it's a bummer
it came out without, just so I could see, like, is it really,
it doesn't feel real to you, I feel like, because you haven't had those experiences with, like,
yeah,
like Q&A's with, like, an audience, yeah, or, like, so stuff like that. It
doesn't feel like it's been anything. I guess maybe that's also why it doesn't feel like the show's been big. Because right. I've been, like, stuck inside.
But, yeah, I mean, I would just imagine that it's got to be hard to... I mean, it's hard to just feel, like... I feel guilty almost feeling, like, happy about stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's, like, everything's just so heavy right now. That, yeah. It's just a weird thing. Like, we opened the new restaurant up, and it's, like, during a pandemic. So it's, like, even just announcing, like, that, we felt weird. Because yeah. It's a weird time for, like, it just seems like all we're allowed to be right now is, like, down, which is unhealthy and for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to find happiness and things.
You have obviously. To, yeah. Do you have any, like, advice for high schoolers that want to be actors? What would you tell them? Imagine you're at a career day at a high school and you're leaving the classroom. What do you say?
Okay, me personally, I wouldn't take my advice. Don't take my advice.
Say it, though.
But what I would have told myself,
yeah,
is... And this is what I did. So I was just like, why the fuck would I go and take a class for it when after I take all those classes and after I go to school for it, then it's like starting over. Then I need to start auditioning after I do all those things. Why can't I just do it? And the fact that you could just audition for things and then potentially get something and be right. able to do it is like, why the fuck would you not just want to test the waters and see if anybody likes what you got.
Right. I think that's a great advice, honestly. It's like you gotta, and then you're like ahead of the curve because while everyone else is still, you know, in school taking these classes, it's like you're already meeting real people. You're meeting real agents, real directors, real casting, you know, all that stuff.
I wish I started earlier.
Yeah. You tried.
I fucking tried.
Do you think if you ever have kids, do you think you'll let them act whenever they want? Really?
Fuck.
Like, do you get where your mom was coming from now?
Yeah, I do understand where she was coming from now.
I still wish that I did it, but I mean, I guess it really depends. Yeah. If I wanted if my kid was like, Ma,
I'm gonna run away.
I wanna act. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking leave you. First of all, I'd smack the shit out of them. You are not going anywhere. You really thought I birthed you, which is probably what my mother thought as well. I think I would be like, all right, show me what you got.
Yeah.
Let's see. Memorize this. Go film it for me and bring it back.
Sure. Yeah.
And if I like it, then you can do it. And if I don't,
if I don't, again. Nah. Try again next year.
Exactly.
Do you have any like big like lifelong goals or dreams that you like think about regularly, or are you more kind of just like a go with the flow?
Music.
Cool. Yeah.
Literally all, but I also literally want to do everything.
I love
like
that.
Photography. I love doing photography. I want to make a photo book. I wanna own a restaurant and a bar. Sick.
I forgot you take photos. There's that one. I remember you ran into the house in Indio like a few years ago. You ran inside and you took this photo of me. I don't know if you remember
this.
Yes,
I have those. Ready.
You ran away. I was like,
yeah,
I
came in the house, was taking pictures of you. You were putting a corset on.
As I do.
Was there. And then there's a picture of you, I remember, in the mirror of like you putting lipstick on.
Yes, yeah. Those were sick.
There's so many things that I want to do. I want to direct. I want to write something and then be in it and direct it also. I want to produce. I'm still kind of confused as like what the fuck do producers even do?
They just hang and they're like, that sucks, that's a stupid idea.
But they like they have the power. I make things out of clay. Like I make action figures out of clay.
I'm obsessed.
I want to do that. I want to there's so much plastic in the ocean and farther than the ocean, everywhere else too. I want to find a way to make it. I'm sure they probably already did this too, but they're doing like those 3D molds of things now.
Right.
I want to find a way to use recycled plastic instead of new plastic. Why would you use new plastic to make a 3D mold or something? Just turn the recycled plastic.
You have a point. Yeah.
Or then if I can't find a way to use the recycled plastic for anything else, then I would want to make all.
Do so better.
That, just help the environment. I want to find a way to help the environment.
I get it. You will too. I love your brain's my favorite because it's like, it's so, I mean this with so much love, but you're so chaotic, but also, but it's like you're so, you mean so good all the time. That wasn't English, but you know what I mean. But also like I mean good, nice, but you're so motivated, so it's like I believe you, like when you're saying all these things to me, you're so big, like I see you. I
actually get motivated though. The only reason why I've never put out a photo book, the only reason why I never put out music, the only reason why I've never sold my art is because it's so hard to get motivated to like do that.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard to get motivated to do shit.
You'll get there though. It's like, I think that like you'll create something or you'll see something and you'll get this inspiration where you're just like, this fucking month, I can't go on unless I do this.
It's like, if I don't, it's sometimes you literally just have to do it. And if you don't do it, then you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. You just have to do it. If you don't do it, you're not going
to
do it.
That was me with this. I waited way too long to start doing this again.
Yeah, but I want to do music. So I should be doing music.
Just put in your calendars. Mark out hours. Carve hours out.
Dude,
you know?
Literally, I even put in my notes. I write on my arm. I write on my arm, write in your journal. And I don't write in my journal. Like, I write these things and I have these ideas and I never do it. I just write it down.
Your heart's in the right place.
God,
you'll get that. You've done it before. It's not like you haven't done it.
Yeah, but it was like years ago and I've never done it since. And I've had so many opportunities and I'm just like, yeah, I'll do it, and I just don't do it. I suck dick.
Shut up. Changing subject.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions, and if you do, do you have any?
Be better.
That's definitely my New Year's resolution, is be better. Go through my fucking paperwork because I'm such a hoarder.
Like, you get emotionally attached to all of it.
I get a dad. Come on.
Okay, we're basically done. I've had
a great time. Thank you so much.
So much fun.
Best. Leaving on the note of, if you could give, and you kind of said this earlier, but we can dive in deeper. If you could give like 16-year-old Dessa one piece of advice, what do you think it would be?
Stop thinking so much about things and just do them.
Yeah.
Instead. But I mean, at the same time, when I was 16, I literally, no one could tell me to do anything. I was the worst. It was the worst. I probably give my mother heart attacks all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you could not put me down in one spot. I think I would say don't let other people get in your way so much. Don't let your life be controlled. Because I fully let go of my life for a really long time. Because I was so dependent on this other person. I was dependent on my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So because of that, I was literally with him 24/7. I wasn't focusing on what I wanted to do.
Right.
Which is, like, so annoying. So I would say don't fucking date anyone, dog.
Focus on yourself.
Yeah. 2 years.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did I do that?
Love, man. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Worst/best.
But me and him are still, like, really good friends. And
that's good.
Love each other very much.
Yeah. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, this is so much fun. I love hanging out with you. I miss
you.
Yeah,
I love hanging out with you, too. Do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How are you?
You know, I'm actually good. Today's a good day.
So, what would you say your main career? Because you do
a lot of things.
I'm all over the place, honestly.
You do so much.
This is what I love. Like, I said,
really?
I love this. Yeah, I
play. Like, just podcasts, like, sitting and talking.
I mean, I think that, honestly, like, genuine conversation and, like, the flow, I think it's, like, an art form. I just think it's cool
for people.
Right, because, that's really cool way to look
because,
at.
Like, with Instagram and with all these things, it's just that idea of people, like, showcasing just their best selves all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's really healthy for people to, like, dive in and, like, get to know more about a
person. Instead of just, like, oh, here's pictures of you.
Yeah, and it's more real. It's more tangible. It's, like, here's us talking about our problems and the good and the bad. And, like, shit used to not be this great. And sometimes it still isn't that great.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it sounds lame. But I think that going into someone's head is so much better than, like, a fucking face-tuned photo or, like,
fully
an award or, like, I don't know, whatever it is. So I just think that, and I mean, I get to, like, this is what I do. Like, I just get to, like, hang out with my cool friends and talk about shit. Like, that's so fun.